First of all, this is it's not a new story. This happened last March, April. It's not something that's happening now. And yes, we did accept some water, water that was already chemical tested, which showed no threat and certainly did show no drilling fluids involved in the process. At the time, it was our councillor who contacted the EPA and sought their advice. And upon receiving their advice, we stopped the process and no water has been received from Metagasco at this point of time.
Was the water not being received from the period 3rd of May 2011 to the 9th of March 2012?
9th of May, yes, it would have been received during some of that period. I haven't got those exact dates, but we received a letter. We wrote to the EPA. On the 2nd of April, so anything...
Of this year?
Yeah, of this year, yeah.
Okay, so but the water was being received for about a 12-month period before you wrote to the council, is that right?
I can't confirm those dates. I have no knowledge of that, but it was received for a period of time. But we did get from the EPA a letter that I think you've probably read a paragraph from it, but I can read to you from Brett Nudd, the manager of North Coast Region of the EPA. He says the EPA investigated the water disposal issue by the treatment plant and found that no environmental harm or disruption to the sewage treatment was evident.
I just mentioned that in my introduction.
Yeah.
But I wonder why council would allow it to happen in the first place when it didn't comply with your licence.
The water was all tested and we believe... it could have been treated, and there's plenty of evidence of similar water being treated in other treatment plants. But let's deal with our own. We've solved the problem. We've worked with the EPA. There's no water going in. Metagasco have to prepare some plans if they want to attempt that process again. And, you know, at this stage, I feel very confident that we've done the right thing.
Why would you allow it to happen before you found out from the EPA whether it was permittable or not?
Mainly because I believe it's probably happened in other areas and the water was all tested. I keep telling you that every load of water was tested, which showed no threat, certainly no drilling fluids that's been claimed in the media today were involved in the water. We accepted it in good faith and treated the water, and therefore there was no problem with it.
So Metagasco approached council to dispose of the wastewater via that method, is that right?
They would have originally, and I must say to you, I haven't got the details of that knowledge. This has only come to my desk in the last few hours, and I've only caught up with what's happened. What happened 6-12 months ago, I'm not sure.
So if the wastewater is managed appropriately, there's no cross-contamination with drilling fluids, there is the potential, apparently, to use that water sustainably for agricultural irrigation resources.
Yes, definitely.
Is that something that council wants to pursue in the future with Metagasco?
Well, it's one of the things that, one of the options that Metagasco has, it's their responsibility to come up and tell us how they're going to... get rid of or reuse the water they bring up, and that's one of the options that's available to them. And the letter from the EPA certainly indicates that they'd be happy to accept something along those lines.
So is it, in the view of what has happened here, is it council's view that this is really a minor issue?
I don't think anything that could pollute any system is a minor issue. I take it all very seriously, and we'll certainly be watching it as been happening. As I said, it was us that contacted the EPA in the first place and sought their advice. And once we got that advice, we stopped the process happening.
But I guess I'm thinking that some people listening today who are concerned about water contamination, and you say that, you know, that is a serious issue, that you've allowed this to happen before you've checked with the EPA in the good faith that Metagasco was doing all the right things, might concern some people to hear that.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I guess. But we took action when we found it necessary to take action. We got the correct advice. We've stopped the process. It doesn't mean the process won't start again under future regulations, but we're here to protect our environment. I can assure you that I personally believe very strongly in the protection of the environment and all water associated with it. And I've said that on many occasions. I don't know how much more we can do.
And what made the council go to the EPA on the 2nd of April, which was almost 12 months after, I believe, that the period began?
Well, obviously, I haven't got that detail exactly, but obviously somebody was a bit concerned with what has happened and thought we better get some advice about it, that it was becoming an ongoing matter. And as I keep saying, we sought that advice from the EPA and the water authorities, Office of Water, and we acted on their advice.
Would you be confident that all your other compliance with licences in your relationship with Metgasco would be being met?
Yes, I am, and I ask you to bear in mind that local government has very, very little control over the gas mining, and that's one of the problems I have with the whole system. It's a shame the state government wouldn't come out and produce a set of licence conditions that we could all work towards. But under the Act, the mining is the New South Wales State Government regulation control, not local government, and it makes it very difficult from where we sit.
Carl Sullivan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.